for the following show. Listener discretion is advised. All right, this is episode 2 of the Nothing Worth Mentioning podcast. Jimmy and
Josh Hansen.
All right. And today we're going to do the second episode a little bit differently than we did the first, with no DVD commentary. This is just going to be us talking about some stuff that we thought was, well, I guess not worth mentioning, but worth mentioning for the show.
How was your weekend, Jimmy?
It was pretty good. I spent it in Durango and got my redneck on a little bit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Went down Friday after the workout, and I don't like driving over mountain passes, especially like the ones that I had to do.
No one does.
This weekend. We got there on Friday, and they were having a parade, and we hung out with our friends, and then Saturday, we just went over to her friend's house and watched some fireworks, and then hung out with her parents.
Fireworks? What are they doing fireworks for? What was the parade for?
It's called Snowdown.
Snowdown?
It's like a festival that they do in Durango.
Okay.
But, we missed the parade by like 10 minutes. But then we got some dinner that night, and Saturday we watched the fireworks, and then I had antelope for the first time.
Ooh.
That was good.
Pretty good?
That was really good.
You know what part of the antelope you ate?
They said that you can make any part of the antelope straps, so you don't have to pick a certain part of it. Probably
the whole antelope is a strap?
I probably ate his ass. I'm gonna
probably
guess.
His ass.
Yeah, probably his ass.
Probably ate some antelope ass.
He had a nice mushy ass though. Okay. It wasn't like really tough.
Nice and tender.
Yeah, it was really nice and
tender.
Nice,
tender, juicy ass, bro.
The second piece that I had was bleeding still on the plate.
That's good, man.
It's different than
it's
what
nice
I,
and rare.
It's different than what I normally eat.
It's sushi meat, bro.
Sushi meat, yeah. No, I walked the antelope to my plate, and then her dad shot it in the head.
And you slice it up right there. This is already not PC.
We said that it wasn't going to be PC. It doesn't have to be. And then we watched The Hateful Eight that night, and I got to go in the hot tub. Ooh. She's got a hot tub.
It's nice. Loosen up that hammy.
A little bit, yeah.
Or just get all the blood flow right to it and let it flame up.
It was nice. It was a good little session in the hot tub. And then Sunday, I think everybody did the same thing on Sunday, which was watch the Super Bowl. You went to your parents' house this weekend, right?
I did. Went over to it's really Nathrop, but it's near Salida. The property, shot some guns.
I did that too.
Yeah, just a pistol. Didn't bring much out. But then had a T-bone steak from one of those local farms in Salida.
Oh, you had cow.
Oh my God. It was amazing. Rare T-bone steak. And headed back here about 9, or no, later than that, like noon. Got back here about 2. Sat down. Didn't go to a party for the Super Bowl. Just decided to watch it here in the room with Garrett. And ate my body weight in pizza.
You guys get Domino's again last night?
Yeah. Yep, diet's going to hell because... Well,
every time you go on your diet, you get sick.
That is valid. And not only that, well, I've been intermittent fasting still, too. So that's actually working pretty well for me. But weighed in at 206 on Friday, weighed in about 211 near on Monday. So pizza did me wrong. But
pizza doesn't do you wrong. Pizza just loves you.
Well, what was pizza? It was pizza, the bread loaf with the cheese in the middle, yeah. And the some hot wings too.
So you just
all in one day.
You just gorged your inner fat girl.
Oh man, it was
your inner fat girl was pretty happy with you.
Oh, she was stoked.
I got back at choices. I would have loved to do that. We went over to their friend's house for the Super Bowl, and they're from Texas. So they were frying chicken legs.
Oh, frying everything.
Frying chicken legs, and they had those, and her mom makes probably the best chocolate chip cookies of all time. And I had a good 20 of those.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't go hungry. I didn't go hungry, for sure.
Because you lost some. You lost some weight, right?
I lost a little bit of weight during the season, but I've gained it back fairly easily.
Okay. I thought you were down up a little bit.
Well, I'm back up 15 from the season ended.
So what's your weight now?
Like 260.
260. What's your goal?
Probably about 265, maybe 270.
Just stay, keep the same weight.
Coach Steve's is making it all dense.
Oh, so yeah.
It's really nice. We did sets of four. We did 8-6-4-4 today on bench. That was pretty heavy.
Oh, yeah. I love, as much as I'm, like, after football, trying to preserve my joints and such things like that, still love going heavy as hell.
Yeah.
On some lifts. Just, like, the nature of.
We were doing deload for clean and deadlift.
Okay.
And then heavy ass bench and close grip bench today. I got a nice arm pump going. And then I got to go see Coach On. He's just my favorite person of all time. You watched the Super Bowl, though.
Yes.
What did you think?
And I thought Nick Foles did very well for himself. I believe Tom Brady also did not bad. I feel like he could have played better in some facets of his game.
I mean, he threw 500 yards and 3 touchdowns.
Yes. So, but, I mean, when you throw for 500 yards and you... It was a very offensive-heavy game.
Yeah.
I'll say that. I'm not going to say too much about...
Are you a fan of the game? Of the offensive game?
I am, because that is how I was formed as a player, especially early in my career. I played almost strictly defense in Little League, which I mean doesn't really count for anything, but when I started really learning the game, it was offense. It was all offense. And that's what I, scheme-wise, I fell in love with offensive schemes. I do love playing defense, though, just because it's a little more, how do I put this? It's simple as a player.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily simple, but it's more simple than offense. Understanding the scheme as a player is more simple than offense. Now, as a coach, I'd much rather be an offensive coach.
Yeah, I mean, I like the offensive play just because you got to see, I watched the fat guys up front, so.
Right.
They were all really good, except for one play, and I think that's what
the cost last the, play. The last.
I think that's what cost the Patriots.
Brady's like, I was sitting here with Garrett, and I was thinking, you know, 20 seconds left, they can still definitely score.
2 minutes and 20 seconds, yeah. They still had the 2-minute warning and a timeout.
But even on the Patriots' last drive, before that,
they couldn't have won it on fumble. The last drive, though. Oh no, the
fumble. They could have tied it,
though. The fumble, they had 2 minutes and 21 seconds left.
I thought that
was going to be that drive. I was nervous, but then after they fumbled, I knew it was over because the Patriots kind of gave up after that.
There was 20 seconds left after when they fumbled it. When Tom Brady fumbled it, it was about 20 seconds left.
No.
It was when they were driving down, he was passing to Gronk over and over again on the sideline.
No, he fumbled it on his own 15. The Eagles got the ball back on the Patriots 15 that drive.
Not sure you're correct.
No, I'm very positive that I am. They had just gotten the ball back after the Eagles scored the go-ahead touchdown. And you know why I know this?
This is going to bother us.
Well, you know why I know this is because they made a big deal about the tight end and whether or not that was a touchdown. When he dove into the end zone and the ball popped up and he caught it again, it was after that.
Oh, that was
to catch and a touchdown. Very, it could have been a lot easier than the way they made it. And Collinsworth is an asshole, an idiot.
Collinsworth is an asshole. And when he dove in and broke the play in the end, is that what you're talking about? Garrett and I were sitting here and we were like, it's a touchdown.
Well, that was the drive after that the Patriots had was a fumble.
Yes.
That's 2 minutes and 20 seconds in the game left.
No, but I'm talking about Tom Brady We cocks back, gets the ball knocked out of his hand.
Yeah, that's the same play. There's only one sack and one fumble in the game. Hold on. But I was nervous going into that one, and then once they got to the, I knew they once they were going to get to Brady at some point, and then once they got to Brady, it was over.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it, though. Did you think that...
I think it was a great game. Honestly, because I had no skin in the game, I didn't really care who won. As a Broncos fan, I don't mind seeing Brady go down. But I wanted to go into overtime, though, honestly. And I thought if it went into overtime, I feel like the Patriots would have won it.
Yeah, but I didn't think the Patriots had enough to get it in overtime.
They did before his fumble.
Probably, but that killed him.
That did definitely kill him.
It was a good game. I liked it.
I enjoyed it. Yeah, it was more of a game than I anticipated it to be.
No, I knew the Eagles' offense was way better than the Patriots' defense. I didn't expect the Patriots to be able to score as much as they did.
Really?
I was thinking it was going to be 30-23 Eagles.
And you can see that the Eagles' defense was firing around.
They were good.
They were really very good.
Even all the way through the season, they...
And that's to speak on how good the Patriots are, that they were still scoring points with that. When you see a high-speed defense like that, it's tough to gain yards.
Do you think Edelman made a difference? Because Edelman couldn't play in the game. Do you think he would have made a difference? Because they couldn't.
Most definitely.
They couldn't cover Amendola or Hogan at all throughout the game. So if they had Edelman, I think they probably could have scored.
It would have been a game changer because you don't have, yeah.
I don't think that the Eagles would have scored the first touchdown if that happens. But, I mean, I won most of the bets that I made on the radio show at the school.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because we were going through, like, what's the score? Is it going to be over or under 48 points total in the game? And I was, it was over.
Definitely over.
74 points in the game. And first score coming within the first 7 minutes of the game. First drive is a touchdown. Well, missed the extra point, though, which was
great. I was loving the Eagles' run game, though.
Yeah, no, I mean, the Eagles have the best offensive line. I think the Eagles' offensive line might be better than the Cowboys.
I'd believe that.
Especially this year, because that center and those guards are really good.
Most athletic center in the NFL.
That's what I was watching. I mean, they pull him on every single play, and that's no fun to do at center.
And he was picking guys up every time.
The nose guard for the Patriots is pretty good.
And he was on the move, too. You'd see him, I mean... Scoring with your man, like that's,
yeah.
He was definitely very instrumental in their win.
You watch any other sports this weekend?
No.
You getting excited for the Olympics though?
I am. I'm very excited. As a skier, I love to watch
the snowboard halfpipe.
The snowboard halfpipe, yeah. Absolutely not. I mean, it's cool.
Sean White's the best Olympian of all time.
I mean, yeah. I have nothing against snowboarders, and they're great at what they do. I don't have a whole lot of interest in it. I like seeing people do crazy shit on skis. That's my thing.
The downhill's pretty fun to watch.
Downhill, super G.
I like the ski jumps.
Ski jumps? I just think you're a psycho if you decide one day, you know what I want to do? I want to fly through the air and without a parachute and with a wingsuit on, theoretically a wingsuit, and land on my skis that are twice as tall as I am.
I mean, I feel like the ski jumpers are in the same category.
You land in a lunge, too.
They're in the same category as pole vaulters. Like, I don't know how you start doing that.
Oh, but I'm much for the pole vault. The risk of death is a little lower in pole vault. I mean, you can break your neck.
I'm pretty sure that the stick wouldn't hold me up in a pole vault.
No, we joked about that because I was I practiced with the track team my senior year of high school, and it was like the first year that they had pole vault. I was like, what do you think about me doing? I walk up to track coach, what do you think about me doing pole vault? My 250-pound ass.
With your fat ass?
He was like, don't think we have a stiff enough stick for you, buddy.
Yeah.
I was like, I believe it.
Especially watching the collegiate pole vaulters, it's not,
no.
Not built for it.
No, and, I pride myself on my upper body strength. But
it's not even upper. It's core strength.
I can't do a flagpole. You know, it's just never gonna happen for me. My legs are too long. It is what it is. But Yeah, not made for me.
No. No, I can't do it either.
There were fights. Did you watch the fights this weekend? I didn't watch the fights. I
think they're Bellator or UFC?
UFC has fights pretty much every weekend. This weekend isn't.
I'm a generally new UFC fan, so to all the listeners out there, I don't know anything about it. So, don't be too hard on me if you know a lot about UFC.
I mean, I didn't watch any of the fights this weekend, mainly because I was being drug around Durango.
Okay.
But, I mean, I'm excited for the one coming up this weekend.
Yes. With Rockhold and Romero. You know about Romero?
The name is very familiar.
He was an Olympic wrestler for Cuba. Mm-hmm. You know Cale Sanderson? The guy who went undefeated throughout his entire college career?
Yes.
He got beat twice by Yoel Romero in the Olympics.
Wow.
Like, pretty easily, too.
He wrestled for Cuba?
Yeah, he's Cuban. He's like a ball. He's like 5'8". He's fighting at 185, and he's just a ball of fast twitch muscle. His fight against Weidman was like trying to go for a takedown, and Yoel would let him, and then he goes for one takedown. He gets a Cuban missile to the face.
Cuban missile to the face.
It was like the quickest thing. You had to watch it in slow motion to be able to see it.
Oh, it's knocked out?
Weidman was out. And knocking out Weidman's
just the knee?
Yeah. Okay. Man.
Yeah. That's.
He doesn't have the best English. And he has a really deep voice.
Here's a question for you. I know you're excited for the fights this weekend, but who's Conor fight next?
As of right now, I don't entirely know. I think I know the fight that would make him the most money.
What's that?
Boxing against Pauly Malignaggi.
See, but I thought he was coming back to UFC. Or is that not decided yet?
I mean, that's what they say, but they're going to have to throw out a lot of money.
A lot of money, yeah. I think he's, yeah, I mean, he's...
It's up to him, and I don't know exactly... I don't think he wants to fight in the UFC again. I mean, he's beaten everybody that they put in front of him, but they haven't given him, like, really tough guys for him to fight.
Right. Because they made it very clear that they're not going to give him a title shot.
I mean, they decided that the 155 title is already going to be... It's going to be Ferguson and Khabib. So, he'll probably get the title. It depends on
Khabib.
How that fight goes. But I think both those guys probably beat Conor.
Really?
Yeah, Ferguson and Khabib. Khabib is like... He wrestles bears in Russia. Like, and he wrestles with Cain Velasquez and Daniel Cormier, a.k.a. And he just completely drags them around the mat.
See, here's something I actually know something about. DC and Miocic. Who wins?
Right now, I think...
I got Stipe.
You got Stipe?
I'd be willing to go for it, just because becoming an EMT and he's a firefighter and that my loyalty's with him. For no real reason.
For no fighting reason?
Just for no fighting reasons, because he's a certified badass and he's a first responder.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a chance to win. I mean, he's knocked out. He finishes people pretty easily. Mm-hmm. He's knocked out a lot of people, and that's at heavyweight.
How's DC as a wrestler?
DC's an Olympic wrestler.
Okay.
DC's wrestling is better than Miocic, by far. And DC's got the better training partners.
See, that could definitely give Stipe some trouble, man, because that was like... I mean, granted, he stood up very well with Ngannou, and
I mean,
probably didn't pronounce that right. But
Ngannou didn't ever take him down, though.
No. And Ngannou never took him down, but he stood up with those long arms coming in hot at him.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. After that fight, I'm not confident in Stipe's cardio.
Really?
Yeah, because he gassed out. If he didn't gas out, he finished.
He gassed out, but he just laid on top of... And if he gets laid on top of by DC, he might have some trouble.
You're not beating DC in a cardio matchup. DC's got the best cardio, probably... That's out of the heavier weights in the UFC.
Yeah.
So you're not going to outlast him. And what he does is he outlasts you until you
give him your neck and he chokes you out. He's won like 3 of his last 4 fights by rear naked choke.
Submission, yeah.
But, I mean, Stipe's got good boxing. Stipe might have better boxing than DC, but DC's fought at heavyweight before, and DC's undefeated at heavyweight. So,
yeah, Stipe's what? Something in one? How many?
He recently lost to...
I know he lost to...
It wasn't recent, because he ended up getting the win back, but he lost the decision to Dos Santos.
Mm-hmm.
But he ended up getting it back and went 5 rounds and beat him up pretty bad.
Right.
I don't know. That'll be a fun fight when it gets closer.
Right, because we have to wait till July for that one.
Is that on July?
I think...
I'd say they'd probably give Stipe... July. They probably give Stipe a long layoff because getting hit like that isn't fun.
I mean, even...
even though he did
get knocked out, he did get... Ngannou landed 2 punches and...
He did get rocked a couple times.
Busted his eye socket open.
You could see him get rocked a few times.
Yeah.
All right. You want to do the Mount Rushmore now?
Mount Rushmore?
You understand what the Mount Rushmore is?
Yes. You tell your top 4.
Top 4?
Action movies.
Action movies.
So let's do it this way. You say one, I say one, you say one.
Yeah, that's how it'll go. But okay. Do you want to start with 4 or do you want to start with 1?
I'll start with 1.
Start with 1? All right. You want me to start?
Yes. Because I'm thinking right now. I did not prepare for this.
For my top
action... I'm going to rob you with this one, though.
For my top action movie...
and it's you're probably going to give me shit because it's pretty recent, but...
I'm probably going to go with Rambo First
Blood. I knew it.
Yeah. The first one. I like the other ones. I mean, the first one's not as much of an action movie as the second and third ones, but the first one's really good. I mean...
See, now I'm rethinking my answer, because it's not top Rambo. And the legacy of it.
I mean, Rambo's got...
However, Deadpool's definitely one of my 4.
Deadpool's hilarious. One of your 4? Yeah.
And
is that an action movie, or is that
definitely an action movie?
That's a superhero movie.
Definitely though. An action movie, though.
No, because you can't say... For this one, you can't say Rocky, because Rocky's a sports drama. It's not an action movie. Action movie is like with guns...
If you had the Mount Rushmore of... Actually, sports movies, it'd be Rocky 1, Rocky 2, Rocky 3, and Rocky 4, I'm assuming.
I would pick one of them, but for now, let's just limit it to, it's either gunfights or martial arts movies.
Gunfights? Okay, we got American Sniper's number 1 for me.
Okay.
Does that count?
I guess I can count that as
next. Count that? Okay. Because I know what you're going to go with next.
I don't think you do.
Well, if you're going off my military thing.
No, because I think Rambo's a better military movie than American Sniper. It's a different war, but I think it is. I know that you have a hard-on for Chris Kyle, and that's great and all, but John Rambo, like, epitomized every single Vietnam vet that came home from Vietnam. For my second one, I'll probably put Fast 5.
Really?
Yeah, it was a good.
I'm not mad.
I think that one was when they introduced The Rock, and I think that was good. They were kind of faltering at that point. And The Rock fighting Vin Diesel was pretty fun to watch. I mean, Fury 7 was good too, because you had The Rock fighting Statham.
My next one's gotta be probably Mad Max Fury Road.
The newest one with Hardy?
I like that, yeah.
Have you seen the older one? With Gibson?
Yes. I saw one of them. I can't remember which one.
I haven't seen any of them, but I know Tom Hardy's really good.
Tom Hardy's a great actor. Like him and Warrior. Even though I know it's not the most accurate for like the.
Yeah.
But when he was beating the brakes off of. What's his name? He was an actual fighter, too. The guy that he was, like, sparring with in the gym early in the movie.
I don't know his actual name, but I think in the movie was Mad Dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he's really good. I like Tom Hardy a lot. I think he's... I can't wait to see Venom.
He was in I can't remember what... He plays him and his own brother.
Yeah, I can't remember what it's called.
It's a pretty good movie, though.
I've wanted a gunfight. I came here for a right firefight. Not a knife fight. That was pretty good. And one of the brothers is gay in that movie.
Oh, yeah, I know. And they make a point about that. We're going to let this roll out.
probably. Alright, so for my third one, I'll probably put a Van Damme movie. And I think I'm going to put... This is tough because I like a lot of Van Damme movies. But I'll probably put... I think Universal Soldier. Maybe you know about that one?
No, nothing about it.
They took...
I know very little about Van Damme, man, I gotta tell you.
They took Vietnam soldiers that were, I think killed in action, and they cryogenically froze them, and then gave them a super soldier serum. So it's him and Dolph Lundgren.
It's a superhero movie, what are you trying to tell me?
No, it's not a superhero movie. They're super soldiers, not superheroes. And Lundgren in Vietnam was like this crazy asshole who killed everybody and strung up their ears on a necklace real nice. And they're not supposed to remember their past life, but they end up remembering it. Van Damme fights Lundgren, and that was pretty good.
We get two more, right?
No.
One more?
Oh, you get two more.
I get two more, okay. Inglourious Basterds.
I've never seen that all the way through.
It is a gem, man. It's so good.
My favorite Tarantino movie...
A Thousand Nazi Scalps.
My favorite Tarantino movie, and it might be my fourth, is Django. And I just like that one, because Tarantino's a good
writer. Django's a very good movie, yeah.
Tarantino's a good writer, and he's funny.
Is that your fourth?
Yeah, that'll be my fourth.
When I got John Wick. Just because I love... I believe it's a 69 Mustang Fastback.
Oh.
And it is gorgeous. I love that car.
Not the puppy?
The puppy's pretty sad, too. Yeah. The puppy's a very sad part of that. Have you seen the second one? It's good.
He's not the fucking boogeyman. He's the one you got to kill, the fucking boogeyman.
I love it, man.
The dude from the Allstate commercials are in it, Mayhem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's just like, he's that guy, too.
He's the American guy in the Russian mob. Alright, you got anything else you want to talk about? I mean, it's going to be pretty sad.
Life without football and make it a very sad podcast.
Yeah, I mean, no, not that. It's like life without the NFL.
What would life be without the NFL?
Well, you're not going to get the NFL until August again.
Oh, true. Oh, okay, we can do that.
What are you going to supplement instead of football?
I'm going to learn jiu-jitsu.
Yeah?
I keep saying that. I've said that for like the past 4 weeks.
You going to start going to boxing class again?
No. No, when I get home, I'll go to boxing class. I'll join a boxing gym when I get home, but not here. Not to say that it's bad. You should definitely go check it out if you're interested, but not here for me. Also, need to start getting my clinicals done for my EMT certification.
Yeah.
Got that going for me. Head down to Colorado Springs for that. And then, yeah, I mean, that's, and I'll probably, if I can get in the reserve program here, get my advanced EMT, and hopefully get my fire one sometime.
So you're finally going to get all your stuff that you needed to get done a while ago done?
Oh, well, I have 6 months after you finish the course to get all that done.
I know. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, exactly. No, I put it off.
Just do a lot.
I was gonna do it over. Well, yeah, I have a million excuses about how I was gonna do it over. But yeah.
Now I'm gonna get a lot more homework done, and probably
I'm gonna get straight A's and
play a lot more video games, and get ready for spring ball to start. So I guess I don't get to go that long without football.
No, you don't. You're still playing ball, man.
Yeah, still doing it. All right. Well, that was this episode of Nothing Worth Mentioning. We hope you guys enjoyed it. Hope that we didn't sound too dumb when we were talking. And we'll see you guys. We'll see you guys next.
I thought we sounded pretty smart, but...
Well, I mean, you don't sound smart. Oh, you got your alpha brain back. Never mind.
Oh, yeah. Didn't take it today, but...
Well, that was a misjudgment on your part. We'll see you guys next time for the Nothing Worth Mentioning podcast.